Now, Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate. And good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara, and you are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and no Cindy Ford today. What the heck is going on here, Kevin?
I'll have to be Cindy.
You can be Cindy.
But I'm back.
Just remember, I ask all the good questions, okay?
That's right. It's your turn.
Yes, absolutely. So we have Kevin, who's sort of manning all the controls in there to make us sound, you know, like this is what we do for a living.
Pseudo-professional.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but this is not what I do. I certainly have a face for radio, but I am a full-time real estate agent. All of you know that. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, and Cindy is not able to join me this morning. We're sorry about that, but she had an appointment, so we will miss her. But the last time we had this guest here, I wasn't here. So this is, you know.
It's a round robin kind of thing.
Yeah, you get a one-on-one with each of us. Lucky you.
Fair enough. Yeah. Thanks for having me this morning. Good morning, everyone.
Yes. So we have Sean Callahan here. He's the sales manager over at Able Restoration. And I remember I did call in. I can't remember where I was when
you were on your way back from Aruba, maybe calling from the private jet.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I was. Yeah. Cindy said, don't worry, you're going to like him a lot. And I was like, are you sure? Can I do this by myself? But yeah, of course I can do this by myself. Yeah, actually we did. We just got back from a family vacation, and it was sort of a last minute thing that we just sort of took off and took the girls away before they started school. Now they're in school and we're enjoying all these volleyball tournaments and everything else. So why don't you tell us a little bit about you?
Great. Well, my name is Sean Callahan. I work with Able Restoration, and Able is located on the South Shore. We work basically from the border of New Hampshire all the way down into Rhode Island and across the state of Massachusetts. Most of the time when we meet with people, it's during a hardship, a flood, a fire. They have a lot of mold in their home that we can remediate. And we also come out for good times. We do home energy assessments, and we help people save money and energy using the MassSave program as well.
Yeah.
We're very busy, and we're about to come into our busy season. As it gets colder, people do more cooking inside, more fires. As it gets colder, more pipes freeze. So for us, the summer vacation is ending rather quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. And we had such a great summer, which is, you know, it was amazing that we did. And, you know, the winter, hopefully it will stay mild, I'm hoping, is the forecast. Does anyone get the farm? Do you get the Farmer's Almanac?
I gave up on that.
No, they're pretty accurate.
Overall, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I remember they said that this was going to be a warm summer. They were right.
There we go.
Whoever they are.
Exactly.
They're the farmers up in
Vermont.
Yeah. Because Sean went to UVM, so we were talking a little bit about that because he knows where my daughter Mackenzie is over there at St. Michael's. And we're just adjusting ourselves. I don't know why I can't get comfortable today, but I just can't. So so one of the things that that comes up all the time when we have home inspections, and, you know, you listen to the show, you listen, we have Steve Cook on all the time from Imperial Inspection Services. And the bigger items that I think are worrisome to people are more of these environmental type of concerns. I consider mold sort of environmental, wouldn't you? Because you're
Yeah, I think that if what Steve comes across is probably very typical for where we live on the South Shore. We have a lot of very hot days, cold nights, a lot of condensation in the homes, and that's just perfect environment for mold to grow. You have wood, which mold loves, sheetrock, you know, the paper on the sheet loves to eat that, and it's nice and dark. It's a perfect environment. So what we run across is typically after, you know, a talented man like Steve comes out to a home, we have either a homeowner or a new home or a prospective home purchaser very nervous. You know, they may or may not know that they've had mold for a while or the mold is actually mold or, you know, what it is. And we typically get the phone call at that time, which, you know, as someone who's bought two or three homes, I think that's the wrong time to call. It's a little late in the process. I mean, I know for your business, it'd be much better to take care of that before you list.
Oh, absolutely, 100%.
You walk through, you say, hey, you know, what is that? And what we do is we come out and we provide a no-cost, you know, first of all, assessment, what we think it is. Then we can share with you, you know, the cost to remediate. But where we try to plug in and help people is try to share with them ways in which the home won't get mold again. How do we look at the home as a system and say, hey, this isn't as it should be.
Yeah.
You could fix this. You could fix that.
And I think that that's more important, actually. It's one thing to get rid of it, but you want to make sure it doesn't come back, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It will come back if you don't properly fix the home.
Yeah.
And that's going to happen.
In some instances, though, it's sort of an easy fix, though, right? Isn't it sometimes like up on the second floor, like if you have it in the attic, it might be from the bathroom vent or something?
A lot of times, you know, it's interesting. Is, you know, Steve sees, because he's in many homes, we go in a lot of homes that are, you know, late 70s into the 80s, even into the early 90s, where we have situations where we've retrofit bath fans into older homes that they don't exhaust out. They just exhaust into the attic. So what we're doing is introducing all this wonderful moisture into the attic. It condenses and it just saturates the sheathing, and it's just a perfect environment up there for mold to grow. But, you know, coming back to your point, I think some of the issue is it's the fear of that word mold. So some of your customers, even yourself, even myself, you're in and out of your home all day long, and you may see things that, I don't know what that is, but if you see it, and it looks like mold, more than likely it is. Typically, we come into situations where people are pretty well aware by the time that we get out to the home that they have mold. And I think getting over that initial fear of just calling us is the hardest part. After that, it's very cut and dried, you know, the approach that we take.
Yeah, and I find, too, when I am a listing agent on a property, if I see something, I'll definitely say something to them. And it actually happened recently this year when I had I was walking through a house in Plymouth, and I said to them, I'm not a mold specialist. I really don't know much about mold other than seeing it at home inspections and things like that. But you might want to have that looked at. And it was sort of like the darker molds. We'll get into the different types and everything. But it was sort of, you know, like it just looked like black sort of sooty stuff, not even. And I said, just have it looked at. I said, it might be worth it. I said, one is, you know, you have a baby. And they were expecting a baby. I didn't know it at the time, though. And I was like, you know, if you ever haven't, you know, expecting another baby or anything, and if you don't end up selling your house, you want to see that. And they had somebody come in and look at it, and it ended up being mold. So they got that remediated.
Well, I, you know, I have to say that the reason why, you know, your company's probably as successful as it is because you're a professional.
Oh, well, thank you, Sean. And we just met. You're making me blush. Oh, my gosh.
The key to listing a home and to helping, you know, work with your clients to get the highest possible value is to present to the market a property that's able to be sold, ready to go, with no issues. If we walk through the home together and we turn a blind eye, it will come up. It'll come up in the end. You know, talented home inspectors like Steve, they're going to find it. That's what we compensate them for. So if you see something and you can have it taken care of before you list it, you've taken a material defect out of a home. You've increased the value.
I like that.
There's ways in which we can provide services that you'll be documented for your clients and your customers to say, hey, we've been preparing to sell this home for a while. It's ready to go. We did this. We did this. We did this. This is from this company. You know, they have all of the trained and specialized people to do the work. And here's the documentation.
And I think that that's an important part of it, Sean. And one of the reasons why I love, you know, Able Restoration is the fact that you do give the documentation. You are making sure that they're taking care. You know, you want to make sure that they're, or at least make them aware of what the problem is, so they can fix the problem. But I think having, you know, the next client come in, I think that sometimes people will say as a buyer, oh my gosh, they had a mold remediation. And it's nothing to be fearful of. It's almost like they have a sump pump. Well, that's great, because if it rains and you don't, it's going to work. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this only tells us that they had a problem. I guess what would be the question I would have if I was working as a buyer's agent? I went into a home. It wasn't any paperwork from Able Restoration there. But even if it was, what would the questions be as a good buyer's agent for me to ask the seller about that remediation?
I would start with the basics. Who did you have out? Mm-hmm. What are their certifications? What process did they use to remove or remediate the mold? Yeah. And in that one, we're not looking for a gotcha situation. You just want to, these are simple questions. Was the company certified to do the work? Mm-hmm. Did they follow a process that's been known to work in industry standards? And was that done? And then, mm-hmm. You can take a logical, rational guess as to the level of skill that was applied. If they don't have any of the answers for that, well, as a buyer's agent, I think, the red flag has to go up that this was maybe just a once-over or a whitewash, and they're just looking to flip the home.
So what was, you keep on saying certification. So do you have certain criteria mm-hmm. and certifications and things that you have to go through?
So from the bottom down, all of our technicians are trained to perform whatever remediation technique we use in-house.
Okay.
And then from the top down, we have CMRS, Certified Mold Remediation Specialists, which oversee everything. So there are rules, regulations, and standards that we follow to take it from the top down. We train our crews so they knew how to do the work, and then we train our project managers to make sure it's done right. We attack the home in a fashion that takes into account what kind of mold it is. Some mold we can get rid of, which is an antimicrobial, which is a liquid topical. Mm-hmm. We can then take out the staining. A lot of people don't like the staining. We can also use ice blasting and soda blasting, which is like a high pressure sanding of the area, which uh-huh. takes down a layer. It depends on what you're looking for. We've done historical renovations up in Belmont where they wanted to keep the beams, these beautiful beams, and attacking those with a chemical isn't really the way to go when they can't make the beams again. In other homes, we come in and we know, as you mentioned, it's a bath fan, just letting the moisture in. We can hit it with an antimicrobial. We can mm-hmm. let it dwell. If it reacts well and we're in good shape, we can just take the staining right off.
Yeah.
And we're out of people's homes in under a day. The cost is based on square footage and how bad it is. It's really not nearly as bad as you make it out to be in your head.
I'm glad you said that, because I really feel like that's one of the, misconceptions too, is that people think, this is why as a listing agent, I always say, get it done beforehand, because let's just say it's, a colonial style house. I'm just guessing $5,000 to fix that. If I'm, as a buyer's agent, that buyer is going to say, there's mold in the attic, and that's going to cost me a minimum of $10,000.
Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, and you have to put the shoe on the other foot. Do you have a first-time home buyer? Is this going to make them so nervous that the deal falls apart? Are we absolutely kicking this deal that occurred because we didn't act, because we were fearful and didn't get quotes on this? There's two ways to look at it. A lot of people use mold to what I call reverse negotiate a sale. Before you get to the purchase and sale, they're going to want, this is a $30,000 job. I want this. Well, a lot of homeowners who have pride, take great care of their home, may have mold in it. It doesn't make them bad people, but it's surely not $30,000.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're halfway down the road with these folks to try and consummate a deal. And, what are you going to have to do to satisfy them? You never want to be in that position.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is you sort of lose your momentum. For me, from a marketing standpoint, it's, you get a new listing, inventory is still low, you get it under agreement. Now you're, ninth day in, you're having your home inspection, something comes up, it looks like you might have mold, because the home inspectors can't say it's mold, right? They're supposed to get it tested.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you're on day 10, you're supposed to sign the purchase and sales. Now you're asking for an extension for mm-hmm. another 5 days so you can get a mold expert in there. Now you're waiting for results and everything else. So a lot of time does pass. So you've sort of lost the momentum that you've built for all of your, the marketing and the promoting that we do for these houses. That first 2 weeks, that push is, so mm-hmm. tremendous. So I think getting it done. So do you do, let's just say you, whether you're a buyer or whatever, the seller, because I'm sure sometimes maybe the seller doesn't believe it, so they would mm-hmm. hire you to come in after they came in. What is the process that you do to do you just look at it and you're like, all right, I'm so familiar with this, I know that it is, or do you test it? What happens?
There's multiple ways to handle, and again, I think it gets back to the position that the seller and the listing agent have put themselves in. If they have tried to hide the mold, mm-hmm. and now we're trying to remediate the mold, and the buyer does not trust that it's been done right,
mm-hmm.
They'll want testing that is aggressive. They'll want tape testing where people come and actually take samples on tape, send it out to a lab.
Yeah.
There are other situations where we just want proof that it's done, a visual. Okay, great. We go through, we do all of the work with the antimicrobial, the mold is dead, and then we take the staining down, and Sometimes the home inspector will come back with the buyer and just take a peek. Other times we do air sampling, which may be the most common, where you know, you have an industrial hygienist come in, take some samples, they test the outside air versus the inside air, and believe it or not, there's mold everywhere, and if the amount of spores inside the home is less than what's outside the home, then we're all set.
All right. Then just get rid of all the spores on the outside. Good luck, right?
Right.
So do you, I mean, are there times too, I'm sure that people will just say, you know, that you can do anything on the internet and they Google, oh, just, I always hear people say, oh, I'll just get some water and bleach and I'll just sort of spray it on there. I just feel like that's just sort of a way to maybe for people to hide it. I think having it done professionally makes a lot more sense to me.
Well, you could hide it. It's just going to be obvious back. That it wasn't done right. And again, I think that gets back to the point that if you really want to have the situation solved, that's what we do. If you want to hide it and be furtive and try and, you know, get away with something, you can definitely attack it with some water and bleach and, have, you know, best of luck. But then again, you know, there are people out there that do that and they're not worried about their health and they're not worried about the people they're selling the home to. And that's the world we live in.
And we can talk about that because it's pretty serious, you know, the mold and where it can grow and creep and everything. So we have to take our first break for our sponsors. Again, you're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. Unfortunately, Cindy can't make it here today, but she is probably listening somewhere out there in her car on her next appointment. And when we come back from our commercials, we are going to talk more about mold. And the show is being sponsored by Fairway Mortgage. They are the best of the best over there. Dan Mann is wonderful, and he is a loan officer, again, at Fairway Mortgage, located right here in Marshfield. We'll be right back.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Having originated more than $11 billion in 2015, Fairway has competitive rates and extensive product availability. For instance, you may even be eligible to receive a down payment assistance grant of up to 5% of your loan that you don't have to pay back. Seems too good to be true? Call the Fairway Marshfield branch at 781-536-4172 and ask for Daniel Mann to see if you qualify for this amazing program. Don't be scared about the home financing process. Let Dan show you that his way is the Fairway. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Daniel Mann, NMLS 150772, Mass Branch License 338980.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300.
There they go again. It's another smooth move with Gallo Moving and Storage. When it's time to move your valued possessions, don't trust just any moving company. At Gallo Moving and Storage, they understand that you've spent your entire lifetime turning your house into a home. The Gallo sales consultants will walk you through every aspect of the move. And as an authorized agent of United Van Lines, you're guaranteed to get the treatment you deserve. From packing the first box to unloading the final dish, the Gallo professionals guide you every step of the way, whether you're moving across the street or across the country. Gallo Moving and Storage is always a smooth move.
Gallo Moving and Storage, close by in Weymouth. Call Bill Balo at 1-866-697-4400. 1-866-697-4400.
This is Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good morning to all my South Shore neighbors. You are listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara. My sidekick is not here this morning, but good morning to Cindy Ford. Today we have Able Restoration with us. We have Sean Callahan, who is the sales manager over there, and we're just talking about mold and different ways of remediating it and all of that. I know you do give a certificate, though, so that's mm-hmm. one of my questions is it transferable to the next person? If I'm selling my house, is it transferable, and is it warrantied, guaranteed? How does all that work?
Sure. The way that we write the certificate takes into account why mold occurs. If the homeowner has taken the steps to correct the reason why the mold is starting, then it will never come back.
Mm-hmm.
So for instance, that bath fan that we're talking about is just letting the hot, steamy air into the attic. We can go in there, we can clean it, we can treat it, we can remediate it, we could use ice blasting, soda blast, we could do everything. But if we don't stop the hot, moist air from going in the attic, it will come back.
Yeah.
So in that sense, it's almost the homeowner and the customer guaranteeing the work themselves by fixing that situation.
Yeah. So do you give them any, you know, suggestions like here's a carpenter that you could call and things like that? So you're helping them through the process.
You know, that's interesting. Since we've become a partner in the MassSave program, oftentimes we're self-referring because there are a lot of things that we could do through a home energy assessment and insulating a home and air sealing.
Oh, yeah.
That makes that obsolete.
Yeah, and we're definitely going to talk about that more too in after our next commercial. So don't let me forget about that. But one of the things I want to talk about too is water damage, and that's like serious stuff. I have to tell you, you know, I've been in homes, I've seen it. I had a client a few years ago in Halifax actually, and he had his home was vacant. He installed one of those, you know, detectors that's supposed to tell him when, you know, if the house gets to a certain temperature. He actually has oil. He had oil delivered when he wasn't there. He was already living in his new home and he wasn't going back and forth. That's the year we had all that snow.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't pay the oil bill because the oil man left the bill in the door, as they usually do, or in the mailbox. So he was thinking, oh, this guy isn't paying his bills. I'm not giving him oil. Instead of putting it in the mail and maybe calling him, and the oil didn't get delivered. So what do you think happened?
Frozen pipes.
Yeah, 100%. So the joys of being married to a plumber for me is I actually got a phone call. It was from an agent, and she was like, Sharon, I'm over here showing your property in Halifax, and there's like 6 inches of water in the basement. And I was like, and it was like a stone basement, like dirt. And I'm like, wow, that means there's a lot of water in that basement. We went rushing over there, and there was more like 10, 12 inches of water in there. And everything, I couldn't believe what had happened. I had another house in Scituate, same thing, and it froze right from like the water heater all the way up and onto every single floor. Mm-hmm. So, you're getting these phone calls at night, right? I'm sure.
Typically, pipes freeze between 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the morning.
Is that when you're going out, or do you send
somebody?
We
have project managers who are on call 24/7. Unfortunately, pipes never really burst when it's 9 to 5. That's a very tough situation. I know personally, my brother went through the same frozen pipe scenario where he was up at our home in New Hampshire skiing, and he lives in Pembroke, so you know, not too far from us right now.
Yeah.
And I went over to borrow something from his home. You know, he wasn't due back for another week. And I could just hear this scratching in the home, and I thought it was the dog. And I said, well, that's odd that they left the dog home. They're away for a week. And I let myself in the house, and I could see that one of the fittings let go on the heater. So very similar situation to you, just no frozen pipe. So we have the heater trying to keep up with the heat, you know, spewing this hot water into the home. There's about 10 inches in the basement.
Yeah.
Abel actually came, ouch is correct. Abel came
out. So were you able to get out of the house with the bottle of vodka you went in there to borrow? So my brother wasn't around for a week, so I figured, hey, I'm going over there to take his stash.
Unbelievable. Well, I went,
bad,
you know. It's interesting being in the emergency services industry. I immediately tried to get downstairs to the basement because the first thing that we do, and it's interesting, every home that we go in, we put a little tag on people's water shutoff valve, because if you were to call your home right now, if someone's at your home and say, hey, do me a favor and turn off the main water to the house, no one could do it. So we put little white, white tags that say, hey, turn me off if there's a flood. If someone flushes a toy down the toilet, if you're a child and it's just overflowing, turn the water off. At any rate, I got down to the basement, and you know, not to one up the 6 inches of water that you had. There was about 10 inches. It was a full foundation. It ended up being, you know, well over $100,000 loss.
Oh.
We were pumping water out of the home for about 8 hours with two pump trucks, and the damage is unbelievable.
It's awful.
It was like a sauna in there because it just, you know, there's just one way for the water to go. It goes down and it gets really hot because it was blowing the heated water down into the basement.
Oh my gosh.
Lots of mold, lots of damage. Now, typically, Abel's claim to fame is in a water damage situation. We try to dry the home. A lot of emergency service companies will come in, they'll see water, and they want to cut a 2-foot, they call it a flood cut, all the way around the home.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, their claim to fame is construction. Our claim to fame is drying. If we can dry the home, you know, we can save the contents, we can save the structure, and we can save our customers money and their insurance companies money because we don't have to rebuild. Rebuilding is difficult. It's stressful. It takes forever. Your insurance company would be far more impressed receiving a fee for service from us that has a lot of drying on it than a reconstruction bill.
Yeah.
And what we do is the quicker we can get there, the higher of a probability that we can dry the home. We have the ability to come out there with huge desiccant trailers, which use a chemical reaction to heat and dry the air quickly. You know, tons of fans, lots of commercial dehumidifiers.
Wow, it's pretty legit.
It has to be.
Yeah.
The water is not going to go anywhere until, and especially in the wintertime.
Yeah.
And we attack in that fashion. If we can dry it, we'll moisture map the house. We can prove that it's dry. You're able to get back much quicker.
And did he have a finished basement?
He did. Lost it all.
Yeah.
It was too long. It was about a week that it was brewing.
Oh, my goodness.
But, you know, that's interesting, too, because then, you know, what are we really talking about in an industry? At that time, that was the terrible winter we had 2 years ago. So we have adjusters coming up from Texas who can't figure out why people live in the basement in Massachusetts and you know, working with those folks and, you know, partnering with their insurance company to get these claims covered. I mean, it's really, it's a very interesting industry. You know, a lot of people can go into a home and, you know, they can shop back out water and, you know, the water's gone. But the real hard process of it, it's partnering with the customers to work with the insurance companies to make sure the claims are paid, to show that there may or may not be more damage that we don't even know about, or there may be less damage.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, we would like to stay in business for as long as we can, but that won't happen if we make mountains out of molehills.
Yeah. No, and the whole thing I'm thinking as you're talking, too, about like how people just, you know, they automatically go in and they just cut all the way around. But in a situation with that much water, I mean, it has to soak. Doesn't it just, I don't know much about it, but doesn't it just soak right up once you get the water
in
there?
Absolutely. It'll creep right up the walls. It'll go, you know, the wood will start to absorb it. It'll go. The insulation, absolutely. Fiberglass insulation becomes a sponge. It's fantastically talented in soaking up water. And the issue is, you know, the faster that you can extract it and start to dry, you know, obviously common sense, you're taking less water out of the property, so it's almost easier to do. The longer it goes, you know, if we can't save it, we can't save it.
And that's interesting, too, with him, is that it was that bad winter, but it wasn't even a winter thing, like a winter situation that happened. What did you say? Just something went on his heating system?
Yeah, fitting on the baseboard heat, typical gas heating system with baseboards. And believe it or not, where the pipe burst, the elbow burst, was right over the return for the air conditioning. So all the water was actually being helped into the basement through the air conditioning ducts.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that is awful. See, these are like stories that you never know when it's going to happen. And how was his insurance company? I mean, were they really good about responding?
They were very good for the workload that they had. The insurance industry is a tough industry, but when it's out of control like it is 2 winters ago, at that point, you know, people are pretty straightforward. I mean, there are some people who would like to take advantage of an insurance company, but in Massachusetts, there are a lot of rules and regulations. So, you know, if you're on it and you dot the I's and cross the T's, your claim should be taken care of.
Okay. So let's just say we're in a situation where, you know, your brother, in a sense, is very fortunate that you came walking in, you know, with your Superman cape on. Like, I am from Abel Restoration. You know, like, not everybody has that opportunity. What would be the steps that somebody would take if you just walked in and saw all this water? Is it call you first, call your insurance company first? What are the steps that somebody should do? Because these things happen.
Great. Well, the way that we like to attack this, we like to have as quick as a call as possible so we can get out, get situated, and start to remove the water. Obviously, calling your insurance agent would be the logical next call.
Yeah.
As a business model goes, they can't come out and take water out of your home.
Yeah.
And typically, when we're out at someone's home after hours, the agents aren't home anyways.
Yeah.
So typically, we get the call on our 800 line. We get out to the home. We get going. And once you call your insurance agent, you share with them that we've already begun the process. And then we kind of dovetail in with the insurance agent, get them everything they need to make sure that the claim can be handled. But obviously, the first call would be to us. But I would recommend finding your main water shut off and shutting that off first.
Shut that off right away. Yep. I know where mine is too, by the way. I just happen to do.
<They would>.
I just happen to know where it is. But I think, I mean, one of the nice things now is everybody has the phone, so everybody can take some pictures for their insurance company if they need them. The other thing, too, is these things happen on weekends. Your insurance people are generally working Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
Absolutely.
You know, so taking lots of pictures is probably helpful to do that. So once you get in there and you're assessing the situation, you're finding the source probably first, right? Then
it's really a two-step process for us. It's almost triage. We have to stop the flow of water. So if it's a frozen pipe, then we have to cap that off and make sure that the water stops. So that's something that we definitely have the ability to do.
Yeah.
We're basically a niche construction firm. We do construction, but in a different fashion. We try to stop the problem, get rid of the damage, and then assess where to go from there. If it's rebuilding the home, we have the ability to do that as well. If the customer would like to rebuild a home with another contractor, that's absolutely fine with us. You know, we have the ability to do it. Some people are comfortable with, you know, the fact that we've brought them out of this and we could bring them all the way home and they hire us, and that's fantastic. If you have a contractor or someone you work with in your family, that's fantastic as well. But as far as we go, we try to stop the damage, get the water out of there and dry as quickly as possible, and then, you know, give the homeowner a pretty fair and even playing ground to attack the putting together of the situation.
Yeah, and it seems like you're just very, you know, sort of calm, cool, and collective anyways. I mean, you're seeing this over and over, but I'm sure that people are frantic when they're giving you this phone call, like, I can't believe that this just happened. So having somebody like you, Sean, but you're not the one coming out, it's more your project, the other people.
The project managers will handle it, and to be fair to them, you know, those men and women are far more calm than I am, because they've, you know, they've been in situations that don't even seem realistic. We did a huge loss at the, you know, the Mandarin in Boston, and you know, I still hear stories about that, and that was 6 years ago, and just massive loss. And you know, some of the men and women that I work with are very talented in this interesting field, that they have experience that, you know, some people never have a flood. Some people are hit two or three times, and the ability to go in and be calm and look at it and say, okay, this is first, this is second, this is third. We do this way to make this happen.
Yeah.
It does help the customer, but, you know, to be fair to them, and I've had a water loss at my house. When it's your home, you have every right to be, you know, nervous and upset and scared.
You
have that right, and that's why we allow our customers, you know, their space to understand, you know, what is actually going on. And we share with them, if we do this, this can happen, this can happen, this can happen. So, you know, giving them the logical path to get to the end definitely helps with their mindset. But by no means do we expect our customers to be calm, cool, and collected when they call.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, it is fair. I think so, yeah.
It's so giving of us.
But, you know, the nice thing, too, is, I mean, everybody knows who listens to our show every Saturday. It's, you know, we're referring you. I'm giving you everything that I have as a person who refers a lot of people to a lot of different industries. And it's the people who that sit across from myself and from Cindy are people that we trust and would have in our own home. So I just think having the personality that you have, very similar to all of our other co-hosts too, of we're just here to do the right thing, not to sort of, because it's an opportunity to really take advantage of people as well. Like, oh, you need to do this, you need to do that. And when people are in that state, they'd be like, of course, give it to me, give it to me. So I think having somebody, you know, a professional company behind you is really important. Your company is big. I mean, like, how many people do you have? Like, what, like, how many crews, all of that?
We have about 55, what would be called technicians. These are folks that are spread across the different business lines that we have. There's 8 project managers. We have a small management team because our project managers really handle the brunt of the work. As far as going out and finding new business, you know, it's a very interesting field. What I do at Able is try to find, you know, people that I have a common thread with, real estate agencies, insurance agencies. But then again, you know, in dealing with and finding new business, unless we go out and actually light a home on fire or freeze the pipes, you know, we're really just trying to share with the marketplace that, hey, you know, we've been around since 1997. You know, we're located right in Brockton. We actually went out and purchased a new building 2.5 years ago so that all of our trucks and equipment can sleep inside in the wintertime when, you know, you've mentioned people call us and they're scared and nervous. You can't really say, hey, listen, I need a couple hours to let the old diesel warm up. You know, we have to, you know,
get
on
the
road
snow
and
off.
Get going.
I got to get the snow off my windshield. Yeah,
absolutely. So for us, being local and, you know, being small enough to go out and do residential homes and yet big enough to go in town and do large losses, we've seen, I mean, it's nearly, was that almost 25 years? We've seen enough as a company to be, you know, strong enough to pull through the big jobs and challenging situations,
yeah.
and yet, you know, maybe soft enough to pull people through their first water loss with this, you know,
well, you
less
still
stress
have,
as possible.
Yeah, you still have that family business, you know what I mean? It's more about, you know, the whole aspect of, you know, just being sort of, you know, like, I like being the boutique, you know what I mean? I feel like I'm doing a lot of hand-holding, but I also have the talents of working with, you know, the big box companies as well. I had a situation when we come back from our next break in a couple minutes, I'll talk to you about my little fire thing that I had at my house, but I just feel that having, like I said, having somebody that you can know that isn't going to try to take advantage of you is more important than anything, I think. So, again, you're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, and we have Sean Callahan, who is the sales manager over at Able Restoration with us. Very easy to get in touch with. The phone number for him direct is 781-436-0991. Again, that's 781-436-0991. And I think what's also one of the things that I'm going to do from this point forward, I'm hoping you have a bunch of these business cards. When I have a new buyer client and a new seller client, usually the selling and then buying, what I do is I have a little portfolio that I give them. And at the end, it's nice, like, okay, well, here's my card, obviously, and here's, you know, the plumber's card, here's everybody's card. But I think that this would be a good card to put in there to say, you know, we hope that this never happens, but if your, you know, water heater should go and you've been at work or you're away for the weekend and you come home to a mess, these are the people that you should call. Because I think, like you said, I wouldn't know who to call first, you know what I mean? Which was part of my problem with my situation. And some of the insurance companies will help you through it, but knowing that you have somebody that's local and can do a good job, I think is really important. And they'll trust, if I'm going to trust you, they're going to trust you.
Well, that seems like a fair enough trade.
All right. Well, we'll be right back. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about fire. And then the other thing, too, is when you have a fire, chances are you're going to have some water damage, too, right?
Where there's smoke and fire, there's water.
Yeah, usually, right? So hopefully they get that out, right? And then I definitely want to talk about your mass save assessments, okay? So we will be right back. Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Having originated more than $11 billion in 2015, Fairway has competitive rates and extensive product availability. For instance, you may even be eligible to receive a down payment assistance grant of up to 5% of your loan that you don't have to pay back. Seems too good to be true? Call the Fairway Marshfield branch at 781-536-4172 and ask for Daniel Mann to see if you qualify for this amazing program. Don't be scared about the home financing process. Let Dan show you that his way is the Fairway. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Daniel Mann, NMLS 150772, Mass Branch License 338980.
Plumbing problems are inevitable. Sad to say, do not fix it yourself. After all, that's your home you're living in. McNamara Plumbing. New construction, renovations, repairs, service calls. McNamara Plumbing. Fully insured. 781-294-7100. McNamara Plumbing.
This is Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford on 95.9 WATD.
Hi, this is Sharon McNamara. You are listening, of course, to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. Cindy's not here today, but I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, full-time real estate agent over there, obviously. Broker, we have, 46 agents now, and we are growing strong. We have our Bridgewater office, had our grand opening September 15th, which was fabulous, and we have our Dorchester office soon coming, I hope. Anyways, we're still looking for that space. A couple things fell through, so we will be connecting the dots, as I like to say. And I'm going home to Dorchester. So you're listening again to Talk Real Estate, and we have Sean Callahan with us today as our host with us, co-host, and he is from Able Restoration. We're learning more and more about this company, nice big company, and on top of things all the time. Fire damage is the next thing we want to talk about. This is awful as well, and I've been there, done that, and it was awful situation. My listeners have heard the story before, but I had young babies, so Mackenzie was maybe 6 months old, I would guess. Not even. She had been younger than that. 3 months, she was in a bassinet. So my first floor, she had her bassinet in that, like, you know, kitchen living room area. Casey was maybe two, not even yet. And we were going down to the basement. So we had a finished basement. My husband at McNamara Plumbing, I used to do all of his bookkeeping. And then we had like a little playroom there. So I would always bring the kids down. Well, Mackenzie was sleeping. And I just looked over at the bassinet and I was like, I'm just going to leave her there. And I was like, no, you know what? I'm going to bring her down. So I lifted it, brought her downstairs with myself and with Casey. I was on the phone with Cindy later on. And I, back in the day, you had to boil baby bottles. That's mm-hmm. just what you did to get them clean, right? And I forgot about them. And next thing I know, I hear the fire alarm going off. And I walk to the, I'm like, Sin, I like my smoke detectors are going off. So I walk to the top of the stairs and it was legitimately all white. Like I was looking in a cloud, like I was looking out a window and it was plastic. And all I could see over in the side was Mackenzie's little bassinet stand. And I thought, oh my God, thank God I brought her. But my smoke detectors weren't in the right place. We had vaulted ceilings. So it took all that time for it to go from my stove into my living room area up to the vaulted ceilings to hit a smoke detector before it went off. It was on fire. I went over there, grabbed some handles, and I threw it in the sink, and then I ran downstairs and ran out of the house. It was a mess.
It's nasty. It's scary. And fires are one thing. Smoke's a completely different animal. Most of our residential customers will have had a small fire, a stove fire, a grease fire, you know, something where, again, just through, you know, being a parent and having things to pay attention to other than what you were doing 5 minutes ago, the smoke will come. We have approaches for dealing with smoke. We have approaches for dealing with fire. If the fire damage is too extensive, then, you know, unfortunately, that's another conversation that's we really can't help folks there. But the smoke and, you know, the smaller structure fires, It's a difficult business for us, in as much as you talk about being scared and being nervous. Now we have homeowners who can't live in the home.
We had to move out, and it was plastic. So it was like a layer of plastic all over everything in our house. They had to take out all of our clothes, get our clothes washed. I mean, it was a pretty legitimate thing. I mean, Cindy and I sort of kid about it now. It's really funny now, all these years later, but it was a humongous process. And like you said, it was the smoke and whatever, the soot. What was it?
It's an acidic soot. Soot's acidic. It gets on everything and it etches itself into
the rubber,
the
nipples,
walls,
all of that.
Gone.
It was gross. It was so bad.
Your couches, your carpets, your clothes, they all absorb that smoke. They take it into it. We actually have two heavy-duty Esporta. It's a specific type of clothes washing and soft good laundering system. A typical clothes washer will spin around really hard and agitate the clothes. This actually uses hydraulic forces and forces the water and the detergent through it. So we would come out to your home in a situation like that. We can actually take your clothes, pillows, cushions, purses, leather shoes, anything that would absorb the smoke and the soot, and we can clean those at our warehouse. We actually have cleaning rooms where we take them in dirty, we run them through the systems, then we pack them, we put them in vaults, and then when you're ready to move in, we move them back in. So, you know, from the first time you figure out that you've had a fire, that it's safe, that the, you know, fire department's given the all clear. I mean, talk about fantastic people, the fire departments. Every time I get out to a fire, and, you know, the fire department's still there, I'm completely and totally shocked at how brave, you know, the women and the men are. that work on the fire departments
yeah.
because I'm nervous
yeah.
walking in there. You know, this isn't what I do every day. I'm out mm-hmm. there in a capacity to observe, to see what we do so I can better understand how to help people understand what we do. But you see these men and women who just run in these buildings to make sure that everyone, you know, is safe and they're out of there and, you know, they try to get that fire out. It still, even to this day, mm-hmm. Nearly four years in at Able, I'm shocked at what they do. But, you know, coming back to what the homeowner has to go through, you know, obviously as fast as you could call us, you know, we can get out and get going on the cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long process. And that's
yeah.
one where we really have to partner with your insurance company because the smell and the odor may not manifest itself until there's temperature changes. You know, when your home
yeah.
gets warm and cold, you might get whiffs.
Yeah. I have to tell you, it was, I mean, because there was really no fire damage. I mean, I think we had to, like, replace the stove, you know, and I lost a pot and a bunch of baby bottles. So those were easy to replace. But, you know, you think about it, like I said, the scariest part for me was looking over and seeing the bassinet stand. And mm-hmm. it's like, that's one thing you can't replace is
Absolutely
that baby.
Not.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely
so it was
not.
Almost like God was on my shoulder saying, bring her down, even though she's sleeping. But, yeah, moving out. And I agree with you 100%. The fire department was amazing when they came, and it was just awesome. So, but a lot of times what comes with that fire is the water, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were just talking about that. So, you know, they're coming in and they're just hosing everything. I mean, they're not really, they don't really, I'm not saying they don't care, but they're not paying attention to, oh, let's try to get the least water damage that we can. I mean, they're focused on let's get the damn fire out.
Yeah. Right? I think to be fair to, you know, the professionals of the fire department, they don't care like we care as a homeowner. They
yeah.
have a different set of
exactly.
cares than we have. So
exactly.
they attack it different than we would
yeah.
but at the same time you can't half put a fire out you
yeah
it has to be done
yeah,
so
and that was my point too. I mean, I wasn't saying it in a
yeah.
bad way.
Oh,
I'm
absolutely.
Just saying, you know, so there is going to be water damage. It isn't like they're just going to do it like when you get water in the basement from a certain place up that it might absorb, but it could be everywhere. So how do you like do you give homeowner I don't know if I'm asking you the right question. Do you give homeowners or are you just taking the proper steps to make sure, all right, we're making sure that this is completely dried out so you don't end up with a mold issue?
Mm-hmm. What we would do, you know, if it was a real structural fire, so, you know, the situation at your home was more akin to like a puff back from a furnace or, a, you know,
oh, yeah.
a boiler, you know, where it belches out that smoke and you have not a lot of intense heat and fire, but
mm-hmm.
still the same sooty, smoky mess.
Mm-hmm.
In that instance, you know, there really wouldn't be water. So we would get going on, you know, just truly cleaning that using
yeah.
the chemical sponges, actually getting the smoke out of whatever
mm-hmm.
it's on and taking the steps for that. On the other side, yeah, there's going to be water there. It's going to be in all the framing members, and probably we would have to take the walls apart to
yeah.
start and get at everything. And in that situation, you know, that's a much different rebuild for the homeowner.
Yeah.
That is a construction job all the way.
So, yeah, just a completely different beast. So, well, one of the things we want to talk about, and I know we don't have much time left, is the Mass Save assessment. So can you give us sort of how much time do we have about?
About 5 minutes before the bell.
Oh, 5 minutes before the bell. Okay,
plenty
perfect.
Of time.
Plenty of time. So can you tell us more about, unless was there something you wanted to talk about with the fire or the damage restoration or any of that other stuff before we get into Mass Save?
I'd much rather, you know, speak with our listeners about Mass Save.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
Let's end on a happy note.
It's a much better way to meet people.
Mm-hmm.
Coming out. I mean, we come out to meet people at very tough times.
Mm-hmm.
They're scared. People are nervous. I've been through it. I've been scared and nervous. You're correct to be scared and nervous. But,
yeah.
you know, one thing that we did as a company is we, you know, we said, hey, we're really good at what we do, but it's hard to market yourself as being good when people are struggling. Mm-hmm. So what do we do well? Well, we're a construction company. We're good at helping people make their home better. So we went through and became certified to be a partner in the Mass Save program. And we go to people's homes and we perform no-cost home energy assessments. And we meet people now where they're happy to see us.
Yeah.
They want us in their home. This is great news. Come on in, Able.
Yeah.
And we get going. And we have a small crew of energy advisors who are all very eager to find ways to help our customers take advantage of Mass Save as far as they can. In as much as, you know, we train these folks to find everything that we can do that's mm-hmm. in the program that you could do in your house to save energy, save money, and live more comfortably. And it's been a huge success for us. We actually get a lot of business from customers that we've done assessments for that we've insulated who've had a small flood or had a little bit of mold or had a puff back that said, hey, I know, well, they're decent people. Come on out.
Yeah.
So, you know, to come full circle, at least for me personally, you know, growing this program, you know, with the owner of the company, Mark Ryan, it's been really great to meet people in a different light, because typically we help people put their lives back together. So we have to go through the process every time of the stages of grief to get to the happiness. Now we meet people and they're happy and it's fantastic. MassSave in itself is an incredibly large program. You know, you talk about being a boutique firm. You're a professional, you hire professionals, you train really well. We try to do the same thing. We don't push millions of people through the system. We work specifically in the South Shore area. We head out to a town like Medfield. We're up in Newton right now. But typically, we're trying to work right here in our backyard. We know the housing stock. We know the people. Most of the homes are the same, so you come into an older Cape. We know that those knee walls are cold.
Yeah.
If we go into a colonial that's built in the 90s, we know that the, you know, the wood may have dried out. There's a lot of gaps up there, and the heat's sneaking through. So we know the ways to use MassSave to insulate and air seal to help people save money.
So is it mostly all installation, or are you going around changing out the light bulbs and all
the
that other stuff, too?
The light bulbs is absolutely 100% part of it. Now MassSave is switched to all LED bulbs. So all of the bulbs we're putting in are absolutely beautiful. You turn them on, they're ready to go.
Okay, yeah, that's the one thing I got to tell you. I mean, I know it sounds ridiculous, but sometimes I go into houses and we're having a showing at night, and it's like by the time I put the light on, I'm leaving. It's like I feel like it takes too long. So they're better now.
They're fantastic. You know, not to use myself as an example, but once I moved into my home, we had a home energy assessment, and I was able to insulate the house. And I notice it more in the summertime. I mean, we're coming out of the summer now. It's a great story. The summer's over. But I notice it more now because it's easier to keep the home cool.
Yeah.
Most people notice the difference immediately after we come out for the home energy assessment, not from the insulation that we do, but all the light bulbs we swap out, because our electric bill goes down as soon as we leave.
Really?
You know, we take a 60-watt bulb out and we put 8 watts in.
Yeah.
You're immediately saving, you know, between 4 and 6 times.
Multiply that by like 5-10 rooms. Yeah.
Right now, the record is 232 bulbs. and you can do the math on the savings there. You know, these are newer homes, big homes. I believe it was in Duxbury where, you know, there are a lot of can lights.
Yeah.
The lights are always on, you know, to keep these big vaulted rooms open.
Yeah.
You know, I know in my house what I'm saving. I can only imagine, you know, what that customer is saving. And believe it or not, it was a newer home. We were able to do some air sealing work there as well.
I think Cindy should have you to her house. And maybe we should have you at our house both at the same time. Like we did a radon inspection at our house. My house has radon. Her house does not. And we live, you know, 5 houses away from each other. But we should have MassSave out, because Cindy had an electric bill in, what month was it? August?
Was up there.
Yeah, $516. She has a colonial, you know. So, I mean, she has an in-law and stuff like that. But I was like, wow, that's, mine's high. I know mine's high. I never, you know, this past summer didn't shut off my AC. I put it on and I never shut it off. Mine was more because I didn't want to open the windows with the, you know, the pollen and all that. But so is that what you do? Do you look at what our electric bill was? And then
absolutely. What we're looking for first and foremost is a lot. It's funny. We started this conversation about mold, and, you know, people know what their home is like. So some people know they have mold and they're in denial. A lot of people know there's the one room in their house that's absolutely freezing every winter. So we go out to people and say, okay, where's that room?
Yeah.
Where's the guy? You know, bring me there. Let's see why. But the way that we attack the home is per the process. We start in the basement. We look at people's furnace and boiler to make sure it's firing right. A lot of times if we do insulation work at the home, we make the home tighter. And by tighter, we make it so the money that you put into heating and cooling the air, that air can't sneak out. So when we do that, we have to make sure that the furnace and the boiler are burning right, so there's not carbon monoxide coming in. You know this.
Yeah.
You can't sell a home without a smoke cert. Now, for the past, you know, probably 8 to 10 years, you need a CO detector. So we check those systems. A lot of people have called us out because they want to take advantage of rebates for new boilers, new furnaces, and air conditioning systems. So we're the first step in the process. We take it from the bottom to the top. We check the whole home. If the lights can be swapped out, so if you have an incandescent bulb, we can swap it out at no cost to you. If you want to keep your old bulbs, just in case, we box them up and leave them for you.
So with MassSave, so you go through the process, and we're just going to keep on going. That's a doorbell. It's just to remind you that there are open houses going on this weekend, so you can go to bostonconnect.com and find all the open houses for this weekend. I'm going to keep on talking about MassSave, though. So MassSave pays for all of these things to be done because they're just looking for ways to be more, you know, energy efficient.
MassSave is a conglomerate of the utility companies, the state, and the DOER. And what they're looking to do is find ways to save the ratepayers money and save energy. And it's a fantastic program, which is very large. Part of the reason why you might be asking, you know, why would I work with Able to go through MassSave rather than just calling MassSave themselves, we make it smaller. You know, we can answer the questions. Our people are far more accessible than the call centers of MassSave. But to be fair, every ratepayer pays in the MassSave every month. It's on your utility bill. It's a little line item, a few cents every month, renewable energy charge, and there's one other one. So, you know, we're not allowed to say that anything is free. We indicate that it's no cost because technically it is no cost because you've been paying in it. You're really just taking out what you've already paid into the system.
Yeah. So what are some of the other things that they'll do? So you go in there, give a full assessment. So you're looking for the drafts and looking for insulation. And then the light bulbs. What are some of the other
things?
Light
bulbs, we have these fantastic shower heads, which are leaps and bounds from the old low flow shower heads, which help people save on heating their water. Fantastic. I have three in my house. We love it. Another thing, we have smart power strips. A lot of times you leave your computer, you think that it's shut off, but it's still pulling. You know, all ways to save energy. Really, the most important part of the assessment is to answer all the questions of the homeowner.
Yeah.
To find out what do you want, what are we looking for. Our goal is to find ways to help people insulate and air seal their homes so they can save money and live more comfortably. You know, that's where we do better as a company. The air sealing is at no cost to the customer.
Yeah.
So if we find work that can be done there, that's at absolutely no cost to you. All the insulation work is subsidized.
Yeah.
You know, it's 75% off up to $2,000. Our typical copay for an insulation job that we do is about $500.
Yeah.
And we're doing like nearly $2,700 in work.
Wow.
It's just a phenomenal way.
But this is all free. But isn't when they do the insulation, so you have to pay for the insulation?
If the insulation contract is $2,700,
okay,
which our typical agreement is, typically the customer only is responsible for around
$600. $600. That's awesome, though. So you get it all done. And you're saving energy and everything else on the other side. Well, I'm so glad that I was able to meet you, Sean.
It was great to meet you.
Yeah, it was a great show. And thank you, Kevin, for being here with us today.
My pleasure. Glad to join in.
I'm so happy. And if people want to get in touch with you, Sean, from Able Restoration, how should they get in touch with you?
They could go to www.auditmyhome.com or www.able911.com. All of our phone numbers are there. If it's late at night and you're in trouble, please call 888-ABLE-911 and we will be at your home as soon as possible.
Perfect. And we will make sure that we have all of that information for you on bostonconnect.com, and we will put everything on Facebook and everything else. And we're hoping that we're going to be able to have you here again with us. It's been a pleasure. And if you have any questions, again, just go to bostonconnect.com and we will be able to get you right in touch. I'm Sharon McNamara, bostonconnect.com, 781-294-4848. Have a great day.